climate change is challenging farming in the Great Plains with heavier but less frequent rains. In today's Change at the Climate Divide story for our Harvest Public Media project, Amy Mayer visits the Kansas Prairie, where researchers are looking for clues to make agriculture more sustainable.
For decades, scientists have probed the Kansas Prairie, asking about its plants, animals, microbes, and soil. And what they learn can influence how we grow food.
So, the goal today is to burn about 52 acres.
Patrick O'Neill is coordinating a burn at the Kansa Prairie Biological Station.
So now this tall grass is going to catch.
Flames shoot through the brown stems. Smoke swirls up, turning patches of sky briefly gray and black.
Fire is a critical component to the landscape.
Jesse Nippert is the lead scientist of the Kansa Prairie Long-Term Ecological Research Project.
Because without fire, the grasses lose their dominance. Like, if you stopped burning this, the grasses will start to disappear.
Too much fire, and all you get is the grasses that recover. Regular fire maintains what Nippert calls a mosaic of grasses, flowers, and woody shrubs. After the burn, a neat black polygon of scorched earth remains. Nippert says fire, climate, and grazing drive the tallgrass prairie ecosystem. From decades of research, he says scientists now understand how the region recovered from the hot, dry Dust Bowl years of the 1930s.
The species that live here in the Great Plains, these native species, are tremendously resilient.
They helped the landscape recover, even though already back then, most of what was once prairie was growing crops. After the Dust Bowl, soil and water conservation districts emerged and introduced farmers to strategies that help prevent soil loss. Scientists continue to apply what they learn about the resilience of the prairie to improving farming. Lisa Schulte Moore is a member of the Prairie Strips team at Iowa State University. They asked whether small batches of native prairie could help improve farm fields. The answer? Yes, and farmers noticed.
They've seen some of our research results showing that by putting 10% prairie in a crop field, that we can keep 95% of that soil up in that crop field rather than losing it.
Nutrients also stay put instead of polluting streams. The U.S. Department of Agriculture saw the results, noted the farmer interest, and now the government's premier farmland conservation program includes prairie strips. Schulte Moore says their benefits last throughout the year.
You have biological function happening all year long that you don't in an annual system.
Crops are typically annuals, but maybe it won't always be that way. In Salina, Kansas, the gusty wind blows through the plots at the Land Institute, where researchers are looking to move from annual crops to perennial ones. They started with wheat and rice, and now they hope a native relative of the sunflower, called silphium, will be next. It's been on David Van Tassel's radar for nearly 20 years.
Watching it go through droughts and doing very well compared with many other plants, noticing the seeds were large, noticing that they tasted good.
So he began breeding silphium for qualities that could lead to a commercial oilseed crop, similar to sunflower or canola, but perennial. He's recruited volunteers to grow it in lots of different places.
We don't know what kinds of things would bring down silphium in Seattle or in Ontario.
But a global perennial crop could be a game changer if farmers could still turn a profit without turning over their soil as often and having to plant from seed every spring.
That would be awesome.
Colorado State University's Melinda Smith is another ecologist who studies prairie.
If they could get perennial cropping systems in place that could replace some of the annual systems, that would be huge.
Smith says the prairie has evolved through many challenges, but climate change likely will bring greater contrast between sudden heavy rains and long, hot, dry periods. She can imagine a breaking point.
I don't think we've gotten there yet, but, it's probably going to happen.
Whether perennial crops, prairie strips, or a new approach that hasn't yet hit commercial fields, farming is going to change, and prairie is likely to continue influencing exactly how. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
The series was supported by a grant from the Pulitzer Center. You'll hear part four of the five-part series tomorrow on In the Moment, but all of the stories can be found online now at sdpb.org/climatedivide.